Ancient of Days, we declare your majesty. We proclaim that you are God. There is no other God beside you. There is none that can be compared with you. The El Elyon, the El Shaddai, our God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Our God that is beautiful for situation and marvelous for word. Our God that is mightier than the sound of many waters. We bow before you. We declare your majesty this morning. We proclaim that you alone are God. Ne libru sosi impron augusto sosia. De likru sosi ampron augusto sia. Ne le pentron augusto sia. Enzo pronde custo sosia. Manglostula brodo bogusto sia. Enzo prendege keke libru sosianda libru dovosia. Legroto sosianda lika cugustoso. Degla cugusosie. Endelebresi ike quaso. Loquaza apiondo custo sosie. Enzo prendege cugustoso. Prende kika custosia. Ella pruta custose. Eleprina casosie. Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. We magnify your holy name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you would turn with me in your Bible, as you and I know that by the grace of God, the Touch Heaven program starts from tonight, which is a 24-hour prayer session, every hour of prayer, and we know that we are fasting food for that 24 hours, which is finishing on early hours of Sunday morning by the grace of God. But God is already starting to do his work. And beloved, this is a prayer session that you cannot afford to miss. This is a month by the grace of God whereby we are pursuing purpose. We are pursuing the destiny that God has for us, the glorious destiny that has been preordained, predetermined by God for us. It is important that we start well. This morning, God has instructed me on what needs to be done. And beloved, don't expect the Touch Heaven program to be what you have known. Expect what God wants to do. Yes, we know that every month is different, and God will take us through whatever way he had preordained. And this month also, beloved, God is going to do exactly the same thing. So the psalmist begins to say to us in the book of Psalm number 96, the word of the Lord begins to reach forth. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of a salvation from day unto day. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, everybody included. Nobody missing in singing a new unto the living God, the El Shaddai, the word of the Lord said, as long as you are alive and you are on the face of the earth, you and I must give God the glory and the honor that is due unto his name. Every living person, everyone on the face of the earth is commanded, instructed, is to give God thanks. Beloved, and you and I, as we wake up this morning, we are a living proof that God works, because we didn't wake up by right. We didn't wake up because we are mighty. We have not woken up because we are strong. But the one that tap us, beloved, this morning and wake up is the God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. The one that gave us breath. The one who see to it that we can wake up with every part of our body right. The one is the one that loved us with an everlasting love. Beloved, so we must appreciate Jehovah. We must give him thanks this morning. We must say, Lord, we appreciate you. It says, sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation. Proclaim the good news. The word salvation, beloved, it means rescue. The word salvation means deliverance. The word salvation means that your God is the one that takes care of everything about your welfare. The soundness of life, soundness of our body. The word salvation means victory. So when you are singing, you are remembering how victorious you fought the beast and you won. You fought the enemy and you prevailed. You fought sickness and you are still standing. You fought death and God, beloved, gave you victory over death, gave us victory over every bad news. God rewrote your story. He gave you joy. The word salvation, that means prosperity. Prosperity, and beloved, I have said what it means on this altar. Prosperity is not the money in our bank account. Prosperity, you are prosperous because God's word produced results in your life. God spoke unto Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. In Joshua chapter number 1, verse 8, he said unto him, here is the secret of success. Here is the secret. Isopi Andrunagazo. Here is the secret of prosperity. The word of the Lord came unto Joshua, and God said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. This book of the law shall not depart of your mouth. You must meditate on the word day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So the secret of success that God gave to him was the word producing his life, beloved, experiencing the evidences and the proofs of God's word that he has meditated on. the proofs of God's word that he had taught about, the evidences of God's word that, beloved, he had believed in. So God said, meditate on the word of the living God, and it will yield its fruit unto you. So, beloved, when the word of the Lord is telling us to thank God, beloved, for prosperity, God is saying, it is the word of God that produces an undeniable proof in our life that you and I are to celebrate, because God's word can never fail. Whatever God says is what we do. That is what the word of God has done for us. And if you are looking and you are saying, I don't understand, what is Pastor Edlin saying? You are a proof that God's word works. Psalm 118, verse 17, he said, I shall live and not die. And the fact that we wake up this morning, it requires a victorious shout in you and in me and through us, beloved, because we are the product of the truth of God's word, that it does deliver results without fail. Therefore, the word of the Lord says, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nation. The good news of your victory, the good news that God has performed his word, the good news that God is committed to make his word good, the good news that God is faithful to do everything that he has said he will do, the good news that his word has come to pass, that you are a living proof that God's word works, the good news that God can never fail, the good news that my God's word is forever settled in heaven. If I were you, wherever I am at, wherever you are at this morning, you are praising God. You are celebrating him. You are honoring your Father. You are giving him the glory that is due unto his holy name. The keeper of covenant, the lover of my soul, my protector, my healer, my deliverer, the captain of the host, my God that keeps covenant to a thousand generations. He loved me on through the north, the Atia. Is the Almighty God, is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is the unchanging changer. My Father, I give you praise. This morning I give you praise. This morning I give you praise. You alone are worthy. You alone are holy. You alone are faithful. You alone are dependable. You alone are reliable. You alone are glorious in holiness. You alone are faithfully present. It's upon through Nagaza. It's only Christos Osie. It's every and Christos Osie. In Labrosi Ike Quaga Gondolo Brusosie. It's Tom Bruna Kaku Gustosie. It's a Prondege Custos Osie. It's the Zopru Andege Kususi Ate. In Labrondo Custosie. Nengele brusosie in dogogogosiato in la prondege quasasia in dogolu brusosie enke kugugusososo priende in la brisasia in la kugugustosia. Our God that is trustable, our God that is dependable, our God that is reliable, our God that gives beautiful ashes, garment of praises instead of the spirit of heaviness. Father, we give you praise. Father, we worship you. Adonai, we honor you. Ula bironde kusosie. Isa pronde ke kustoso. Illa baku kustosie. Illa priando like kukusosie. Isa priando kukustoso. Esso priandaki kalibru sosie. Istondo go kutonde ke libru sosie. Isto la prosiate. Lord, I thank you. Because your word produces results. Your word produces proof. I'm a living proof. You have not allowed my enemy to prevail over me. You have given me victory in every battle of life, in every place of warfare. Jesus, you have won victory for me, my household, the prevailers around the world. You are, oh God, the one that has sustained me by the word of your power. You are the one that is at work in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Isto piondege kukukuzozia. Isto ndogo kusozia de. Lebri andu kusozozie. Esu undoli brusazie. Ndengle kukuzozo. Esu brusazia. Ike kwazo zopru nagaza. You have provided the help that I need when I needed the help. Lord, I lifted up my eyes unto you. My face was radiant. You have not allowed me to be put to shame. Istoli ke kukukuzosia. Istombro negaza. Ilobruza suate. Endre negazo. Esuprunde ke kukuzoso. Indege kuzosia. Indre labozo. Ike kukukuzoso prianda ke kukustosie. Indele brizo oto nengla kusosie. Indege kuzosa. Ilobobo lengruza ate. Indogo kusosia ndali kusosia. Istombro nenga kukustosia. Istondo lebrisa ga kutusosie. Endege kuaso. Ondege kusosia. Ilobrosi ike kuata. You have rescued us from destruction. Lord, you have set us apart for your purpose and for your plan. Ustonga libruza ote. You have been our health. You gave us health and you have brought us into a wealthy place. Uso piondege kukuzosie. Istondo labosi ite. Entrina kustosia. Istondelike kukuzosia. Entrono kukuzosie. Iso prondege kustosia. Illo prondega. Lepri andusto goshotia. You are the reason why the enemy has not left us to scorn. In lobobo kwasosie. Iso pronega kukukuzoza. Iso priando kukusosia. Indege kwaso. In labri angukustososie. Indegege kwaso. Ziandege kekeli brusosie. Indolo brosi ate. Indogogogo siato. Iso prundega kwashite. Isso pondoke libru sosia. Isto ndolika kukuku sosie. Indo lebrisa sia. Ma kuku sosie. Father, we give you praise. Ancient of days, we honor you, we exalt you. Uso piondo kuku sosie. Isto ndolo brusa sia. Ingle kukuku sosopria denge libru sosie. Inge kukuku sosie. Beloved, can you please mute yourself? Beloved, can you mute yourself because you are disturbing this meeting? Can you mute yourself? Beloved, it is important that when we come on the prayer line, whether you are added to the call, that you mute yourself, or when you are on Skype, there are people that are having challenges to connect, which I have to connect, but please, which I have to add to the call, but it is important that you mute yourself. Mute yourself. You see the microphone sign with a cross. When you press it, it means that the line is mute. It's muted. Hallelujah. Beloved, but we must appreciate the Ancient of Days, the only God that work wonders, our God that is faithful. Beloved, because of what we are going to be dealing with over this weekend, I see that it is only God that has sustained us, our God that has kept us, and we have to declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. We are not ashamed to testify about him, to say that now I know I'm a product of the goodness of God. I am a product of the mercy of God. I'm a product of God's faithfulness. I am a product of the wonders of God. Beloved, therefore, I want to give him praise. Beloved, when the word of the Lord, because it's important for us to understand God's word so that you will change your disposition, beloved, towards the word of the Lord, and you can celebrate God and give God the worthy praise that it deserves. Beloved, when the word of the Lord begins to speak thus and say to us, declare his glory. Declare his glory among the nation. He's saying, recount what God has done for you. Think about it. Rehearsing it. Count your blessings. God is saying to us, beloved, take account of what God has done for you, declaring the faithfulness of God. Beloved, that is why in prevalence, sometimes even though we say when you are testifying, you have 3 minutes. Many times you have so many testimonies that 3 minutes is not enough. If we will sit down and take account and see that God is the God that has been faithful to us, who has brought us this far, if you can count your blessings and name them one by one, beloved, it will surprise you indeed what the Lord has done. But what the enemy does is that it doesn't allow us, it doesn't remind us of what God has done. It tells us what is yet to be done. So we major in the minor and minor in the major. If God has been able to feed me yesterday, is faithful to feed me today. If God has covered my nakedness yesterday, is still faithful to cover my nakedness today. If God has helped me yesterday, is still faithful to help me today. If God protected me against the onslaught of the devil yesterday, is still able to take care of me today. David recognized the account. Beloved, that's why he said, when the death came against me, the same God that gave me victory, he talks about the bear, he talks about the lion. Because he was standing before the Goliath. What David was doing, he was recounting. He recounted on the faithfulness of God that he saw in the secret place. Beloved, he was unashamed, unafraid to say in the word of the Lord when he was declaring, recounting his experience of what God has done. Beloved, when his brother looked at him and they said, you're a big mountain, how can you say you can have victory? And David will say in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verse 34, David said back unto Saul, thy servant
his father, beloved, kept his father's sheep. He was a shepherd man, serving in his own father's house. He said, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. There came a lion and a bear. They are flesh-eating animals. They are hungry, raging animals. To the lamb has no way of escape, beloved, in their hand, under normal circumstances, unless there is somebody that stood to rescue. He said, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. This is for another day to go into the depth of this word. He said, I went after him and I took it. The him, the one that comes like a lion, that roars like a lion, the ferocious animal, is the devil. He called the lamb it. He called the devil him. He called those things that came against those sheep. He called them him. It was not a misalignment or a wrong use of the word. It's not a wrong use of English. Because this weekend, everything that comes against life is what comes against destiny. We are going after the devil and taking back the glorious destiny that God has earmarked for us. He said, I went after him. I rescued it out of his mouth. I saved it. A man said, I delivered. You saw what deliverance means from God's perspective, but when David said, I deliver it out of his mouth, he said, I snatch it away. So if you are ready to get your destiny back, he said, I rescue it. David said, I plundered the spoil from the mouth of the plunderer. David said, I strip it away from his hand. These are moves that are not moves of gentility. These are moves that are not soft. The word of the Lord said, the kingdom of God, Matthew 12:11, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. He said, I snatch it away. I rescue it. So there is a prompt reaction against the enemy that took the lamb in his hand. And I want you to know this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the enemy that said they have taken the destiny of anyone, the life of anybody in their hand, then we must take it by force out of the hand this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, he said, I rescue, recover. Because what you will know, beloved, is when the lion hijacked a lamb, he said, I will kill it and eat the flesh thereof. A lamb in the mouth of a bear, it's food for them. It is like getting a spoil. It is like eating up. And I decree and declare this morning, any satanic demonic bear, any satanic demonic lion that thought that our destiny or our life is a food to be eaten, this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus, they will eat themselves In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, they shall eat themselves and not you. They shall eat themselves and not us. They shall eat themselves and not our destiny. They shall eat themselves and not our marriage. They shall eat themselves and not our ministry. They shall eat themselves in the mighty name of Jesus and not the work of our hands. They shall eat themselves and not our destiny. They will eat themselves and not our life. They will eat themselves and not our marriage. They will eat themselves and not the work of our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will eat themselves and not our health. They will eat themselves and not our wealth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, we are still thanking God. David said, declare. And the declaration, the proclamation, declare his glory among the nations. Proclaim what God has done for us. Declare his glory, his wonders among the people. David knew what he was talking about. He said, when the deer came, when the lion showed up, beloved, David said, I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And David said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. Beloved, he said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. He was confident because he recounted what the Lord has done for him. He said the same God that was faithful that time, the power of the lion. Beloved, he was talking about that season when the enemy thought he has gotten a hold of him. Beloved, he said the same God that came to my rescue is the same God that will put the head of the Goliath in my hand. So when David is saying, I am declaring the faithfulness of God, he said, I count every one of those. That is an example of the recounting. Beloved, myself and my family, the only way we can move forward and continue to look at the future that is still bright is that it's not about everything that it is today, but looking at the faithfulness of God. We can see that his promise can be trusted. We can see that we can hope in him. We can see that we can depend on him. Beloved, we can look forward to tomorrow because we know that he has been faithful in many times past. He will be faithful now. So his word is trustable. If you are struggling on trusting God, beloved, if you have issues in depending on God, I want to admonish you. Look back, look at yourself. You are not standing because you are great. Every lion is determined to get his prey. locate his prey. For God has not made us a food in the mouth of the enemy that rose up against us. He said, I snatched him. Beloved, Christ snatched us from the jaw and the power of darkness. He brought us into his marvelous light. Beloved, he translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. We that were called nobody, we are now called the sons and the daughters of the Lord. David said, this is a declaration that God has done. He said, I will say it. I will declare his honor. I will declare his reputation. I will declare his abundant riches towards me. I will declare the dignity of the Lord. I will celebrate him. What you celebrate does not get depreciated. When you celebrate God, you are bigging God in your life, and it's bigger than your circumstances and your issue. And beloved, should we give thanks this morning? We have to give God thanks in every way possible. David said, I will talk about his wonders among the nation, that the God that can step in into situations, the marvelous one that he has done in my life, in spite of me, the God that exceeds my imagination and my expectation, and the way that he showed up in my life, he said, the marvelous work I will talk about, the extraordinary thing, it is completely unnatural for a man to go to the mouth of a liar to say, give me back what you have taken. He recovered those lamb back, beloved, but the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, beloved, he shed his blood that he might recover me back. So he recovered me and bring me to sonship. Beloved, he became a father to the fatherless, the husband to the widow. He became a confidant for me when I have nothing else to confide in my zero position. Beloved, he became the all that I have. He watches over me. He stood by me. He confirmed his word that he has spoken. That is the God this morning, even that is greatly to be praised, is greatly to be feared above all gods. This is our psalm of the week, or for this weekend. I want you to think, recount it. Take your eyes off what is yet to happen. And you are saying, God, you have been my all in all. You sustain me. Think about the provision. Let us think about the miraculous intervention of God. Let us look at when we were adamant because we were short-sighted. Let us celebrate the God that was faithfully faithful. A friend indeed, beloved, a friend that loved at all times. He is the Almighty God. Father, we give you praise. He's so pure the kukuzozozie. He's so prondege kukuzozie. He lo prondege kukuzozie. He's so pronde kustosia. He la bongroshote. Endege kustosozie. He la prondege kukuzozie. He's suata andoki la brusosie. Ike kustosozie. He la prondege kukuzozie. Endege kustosozie. Men glosto. Isopri anga kukuzozie. Istolebri anga kukuzozo. Esoprendege kustosozie. Istondege kelibruzozie. Endege kustoso. Isopruzazia. Ilabrazozie. Elege kukuzozie. Esoprundagaka kitalibruzozie. Istondogo kustosia. Illa brisa gakwata, elle brisa sua, iso prondege ke quaso, eso prondege custosia, illa mangrososie, endege custososia, illa biando cucusososie, David was able to face his Goliath because he recounted how God has helped him. He said, I went forth for the bear and the lion, but it was God that did the marvelous thing and delivered the lamb to me out of the mouth of the lion. Beloved, today there is a deliverance that must take place. Beloved, in our hands, that God is going to wrought for individual lives. When the Touch Heaven program day starts like this, it informs me that, beloved, God will do marvelous things. Every plan of the devil shall be destroyed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And every plan of God that is predetermined, preordained for every life that is of this altar shall find expression without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord said, I know the thoughts, Jeremiah 23:11, which is what we are standing on as God's word to us in this month. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. They are thoughts to give us an expected end, a future, and a hope that God has ordained for us. God said, those are my thoughts. Those are the things that God has ordained. Those are the things that are good that God has prepared. So God does not have evil in his plan. Because it is not the nature of God to do evil. Because God is the one that rescues from every evil. Beloved, because the devil is the dweller of evil, John chapter 10 verse 10, it said the thief cometh not but to kill and to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Beloved, so anything standing in the way of the divine agenda of God, beloved, they are to be destroyed without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, there are two cases that I want to deal with this morning as the Lord gave me understanding. And the first case is prevailing over the spirit of vandalism. Over the spirit of vandalism, over the spirit of vandalism, or satanic intrusion, whether it is in life, it is in marriage, whether it is in ministry, whether it is an intrusion of darkness against one's life or one's destiny, of one's marriage, of one's property, every satanic arrangement to invade what is not legitimately belonging to the devil. Every satanic arrangement to come into the portion of the righteous and to take what belongs to the righteous, that arrangement must not hold today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I'm talking about destruction to the spirit of vandalism this morning, I am talking about the deliberate action. Because when you look at 1 Samuel chapter number 17, you will see that the lion and the bear, they were not reaching out to take the lamb by accident. They were deliberate, they were mischievous, ferocious, satanic agents who wants to take the lamb that belongs to the father of David. They don't belong unto the devil. They don't belong to those lions. Neither does it belong to the bear. But the lion and the bear rose against David. Rose against those lambs to destroy, to kill. It was an enemy that we are dealing with, that his mind is made up to perform a malicious act to reduce what was available for David to look after, and beloved, to affect them in a wicked way, to damage, to destroy, to affect willfully. Beloved, it was with determination. So when I'm talking about prevailing over the spirit of vandalism, satanic demonic rage and demonic attack that empties, that destroys, Jezebel came and said that is one of the foul spirits that talk about vandalization, emptying, destroying, and waste. He sent a war unto, he sent a threatening word unto Elijah. He said, because Elijah has rid the land of the Baal worshippers and killed them, he said, in the life of Elijah will be like the life of those Baal worshippers. This time tomorrow. So when I'm talking about vandalism, spirit of vandalism that must be destroyed this morning, I am talking about the Jezebel spirit. The spirit of Jezebel, which is the spirit of witchcraft, whose mind is made up to assault, to attack, to affect, or to afflict destiny by making threats and mobilizing demonic entity to rage against the righteous. She said that the life of Elijah, he said, this time tomorrow it will be like that of those who were already dead. So when I'm talking about vandalism, I'm talking about the enemy that sponsors death. The enemy whose ultimate intention is to kill. What has Elijah done? Elijah has only done what was right, so that the people's attention can be drawn back onto their God. But it was the same devil in Jezebel, who is the principality that recruited the Baal worshippers, that beloved, that made the whole nation to follow evil, that was us. Because Elijah did what was right in making the people to turn back unto their God. are the instruments that Jezebel has been using has been destroyed. 1 Kings chapter 19, Ahab told Jezebel all that the Elijah had done. Beloved, I want you to know that he said, and with all, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. There are personalities that will not talk about the good that was done, but thought magnified the judgment that Elijah had executed on the land. This is Elijah that has just ministered unto the people, unto the land, and caused, beloved, that the end of famine, dryness without water in the land, no rain. Beloved, Elijah prayed and rain fell. He told the same Ahab, he said, the cloud is already forming, go and tell Ahab to go on because I have had a sound of abundance of rain. And the soon as he has spoken, the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly from Jezreel. In chapter number 18, and the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He took his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of Ahab's chariots all the way to the entrance of Jezreel. And then Ahab met his demonic wife. And Ahab told him, even without telling him, he saw she should know that it's raining already. And somebody prays into God for rain to come. When there is no rain, there is famine in the land. Beloved, and he told him, include how he did it, that is, in the way that he killed the prophets of Baal to rid the land of sin. And Jezebel sent this message to Elijah. Anyone who has sent a message of threat to you, to me, to Ross, or plan to send a message of fear, a terrorizing message to anyone in this commission, I command the earth to open up and swallow them in the mighty name of Jesus. Jezebel sent this message to Elijah. He said, may the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you have killed the devils. And this demonic message terrified and terrorized Elijah, that Elijah was afraid of continuing in the pathway of destiny. Elijah has to start to run away from his dear life. Elijah became suicidal. Beloved, Elijah fled for his life. He went to Beersheba. Beloved, and Elijah, what you have seen Elijah done, he ran away from pursuing, from the pursuit of destiny, because of the threat of the demonic vandalizer, invader of the enemy that says, I will take you down. Therefore, I declare, any satanic demonic threat that is sent from any quarter by any personality, spoken to the sun, spoken to the moon, spoken on the earth, or spoken in the corner of any satanic demonic mountain or any orb or any magician else to make you and I or us to be afraid or to threaten our life. is not the weekend for joking. What do I mean by the spirit of vandalism? He wanted to vandalize the life of Elijah, who has done what was right by issuing a threat. And who are the Jezebel that I'm talking about this morning? I am talking about the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. He ran Elijah out from the place of his destiny and made Elijah to go and hide. And Elijah began to pray to God, take my life. And he insisted enemy that said that you will not recover from your illness, that makes an individual to say, Lord, I am tired of this pain, take my life so that I can escape pain. I decree and declare any power of darkness that said that you will not recover from your infirmity, and the personality that has sworn an oath to stop the recovery of an individual, to hinder any prevailer from pressing in into God's divine agenda for them, they will be buried instead of you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jezebel was a manipulator. She preferred a few people profiting and prospering at the expense of her own nation. The powers that rises up to issue a satanic threat against an individual, against someone that was sent like a deliverer. What you don't see is that Elijah exposed the oppression of the Baal worshippers, that they are not genuine. The nation has diverted themselves to them. They were celebrating them and said, oh, these are the people that are responsible. It is this demonic idolatry, evil powers that made them to prosper. So they were worshiping them. But when Elijah said, now call your God if he can answer you, their secret was exposed. They were not able to get fire because their God has ears and cannot hear. Their own God has eyes, cannot see. But the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who has ears, who can hear, who has eyes that can see, who is a consuming fire, he, beloved, answered the prayer of Elijah. And beloved, Elijah exposed that their God is not God at all. I declare any demonic personality who has terrorized and terrified and held a people, a nation captive, has lied to them that Jehovah is not God, but the God of Buddha, of the God of Islam, of the God of Hindu is God. And because you stand for the truth, that every personality that said that the magician are God, Babalawo is a God, I decree today in the name of Jesus, let their evil be returned unto their own head. I command this issuing of their funeral now in the mighty name of Jesus. I am going somewhere. I'm just laying foundation. As the Holy Spirit gives me utterance. I don't just stroll into this, onto this call this morning. I came with a determination. By the word of the Lord, that every insisting enemy, every enemy that says that they will drive you or drive us away from the place of divine realization of the agenda and of the purpose and of the plan of God, any enemy that wants to assault, that wants to attack, that wants to harass, that wants to intimidate, that wants to displace, whether of life, whether attack health, in any which way, they die in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, what you have to see, beloved, because you hear spirit of this, spirit of that, we don't have the Jezebel physically present. But beloved, there are many Jezebel walking through town and walking in man. Beloved, it is a foul spirit. Ahab was on the throne. But Jezebel was the one ruling behind the scene. The influence behind the rulership of Ahab, who was a man and no man, who was a king and no king. The power behind every move of an Ahab was his wife. It was the entity that was manipulating events. There are many people that they will say they take the vaccine. It can't happen here. It must never happen in this place. Any such manipulation will be judged. How did a king got on the throne? Who was the one that got the oil on his head now become manipulated by a Jezebel? Beloved women, we must be careful. God calls every woman a helpmate. But when a woman begins to control the affairs in their home and the man loses headship, you have exposed yourself to the spirit of witchcraft, which is a manipulating spirit. And beloved, members of the church can also be carrying a spirit of witchcraft. I asked a minister the other day, I said, do you feel fear when you are going to preach? He said, not only when I go to preach, he said, even when I'm on the pulpit. He said, that is why I wear these glasses. He will put his glasses very close to his nose. He says so that I don't see the people that are looking to me for looking at me funny, so that I can preach what I'm to preach. I said, really, you see people? I don't see them. I didn't know that it was mercy that I was enjoying. I never know that a man who has been in the ministry before I got saved could be subjected to manipulation. Beloved, I want you to know when you are to have a particular disposition or a particular attitude that manipulates the word of the Lord, beloved, that is witchcraft. the earth, but man looks at the outward appearance. How would a pastor look at the outward appearance when people come to you, everything is breaking apart? I remember meeting a personality that narrated the case so bad that even when I don't take care of my family, I will take care of that family. Adopted them as a family and took responsibility. Beloved, they said we are at our 0 hour, but only for me. I don't have a house. I've not even bought a house. But the people that told me they were 0 hour, they have built a big property, and me, that Mr. Khan, because they appealed to my emotion. They didn't appeal to my spirit. But that is witchcraft. When you manipulate people contrary to the will of God, can pastor be a witch? Yes. That is why they said a man of God asked a minister's meeting and said, if you're a witch, come out. And a lot of people came out. How can ministers be a witch? Because when you manipulate people against the will of God, when you didn't give them the word of God and you gave them what they want to hear, they manipulate you and you also begin to allow yourself to come into witchcraft because you are dancing. You have yoked yourself with the spirit of vandalism because people can hear what they want to hear, but they don't hear what would give them destiny expression. That is witchcraft. Because that is contrary, going in a direction that is contrary to the word of God. The word of the Lord said in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 15, verse 23. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, the sin of divination, and insubordination, as an iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. The ultimate assignment when he picked Saul was to make him king. But King Saul was manipulated by the people in his province. Why? Because there is a fleshly desire. I want to be able to win the friends in this community for life. He subjected himself to the suggestion of man. He became somebody that is walking contrary to the word of the living God. And beloved, God called it rebellion. Ahab refused to follow the way of God because of the influence that his wife Jezebel has on him. But King Saul has an influence by the people that he was ruling over. got the time to spend one more time, because whoever rebel, God says it is worse. It is worse than the sin of witchcraft. Manipulation is as a sin of witchcraft. So when I am talking about vandalism, the spirit of vandalism, I am talking about the influences of vandalism. They are of a Jezebel against destinies and against life. And there is a way to deal with them. It is a satanic assault, as you saw in the life of Elijah. As Jezebel wanted to assault him, when he's assaulted, it means he wanted him to run away from fulfilling his ultimate call as a prophet and as the one that has relevance over the nation, because he has just prayed and the Lord brought rain. Look at 1 Samuel 17 that we saw. A Goliath was manipulated once to make the people afraid, so much so that the king went on hiding. Beloved, because Saul was already rejected by God, so every activity, a strong man became a weak man. He had opened himself to witchcraft, so he has lost the strength, the tenacity of leadership, and he has become like a chicken. That one beloved, a Goliath, showed up, and he could not face him, because he has lost the backing of God, because he has accepted the backing of man against the support of God. So from that day, he became a weakling. He became one with no power. He became one without defense. Why? Because there is an influence that has robbed him of capability and capacity to stay on the throne as a king. So a Saul became somebody that is looking for, who can help us? What I buy with my money, does I hire to be in the army of Israel? They cannot even stand. How can they stand when the king is not standing? So you need to see the damage that the spirit of vandalism will do. I told a few people, beloved, overnight, then my family called me and said, no, I cannot take this call. I am praying. Finished the session, called them and said, no, we need to stand on this area, because every vandalism spirit, it is a willful destroyer. It is a willful waster. It is a willful attacker. It is a willful satanic assault. It is an enemy that set their insistence to bring people down and to stop destiny. Beloved, who am I? What is it that I'm talking about? The enemy that wants to stop you from progressing in life. The enemy that wants to stop you from running your race. The enemy that says that the sickness is not for recovery. David said, I recover back. So that is the enemy that we are going to confront this morning. And I see this Touch Heaven program as a deliverance program. I am talking about the enemy in the marketplace. I'm talking about the enemy on the up front. I'm talking about the spirit of infirmity. I was saying to the Lord, what is this silent beast that you will see me dealing with over this weekend? He asked to tutor me. I said to God, but I saw this before and we have prayed about it. He said, pray some more. Until we begin to pray some more, then we see the enemy taking his hand off. What does this mean? The spirit of vandalism that is at work in man is a destructive spirit. Beloved, that is why when it gets into children, they go into drug abuse, they go into drinking problems, they go into different things. Self-destructive habits. Beloved, when this spirit is at work in an individual, they are helping themselves to cut their destiny off. It is like a spirit of arrow. When it went into the life of Saul, like you saw, he disobeyed God and disregarded God and despised the instruction from the mouth of the prophet. I will speak in my language this morning. And I will interpret it because I hear it. It is a spirit that wants you to suffer. Spirit of long-term suffering. It is the spirit of pain. Turning a bold man to a timid personality. Making man to lose their confidence. Preventing man from standing tall in their places that God has given them rulership over. Turning a confident person to become like a jelly, a confused person. It is a spirit that makes men to feel fear. Please be on time on this call, beloved, because I'm laying foundation. I will be blocking the phone so that nobody can come in when it is over an hour. I don't want us to go and have a message and you don't have the foundation and you are not able to pray. I don't want casualty and I don't want anyone that will begin to get us to pray a panic prayer. This weekend is not a weekend that you take lightly. We are on a destiny journey. And therefore, everything that wants to stand in the way of you realizing your destiny must die. Beloved, there is an enemy. Second scenario. When anybody goes to the doctor and they said, whatever has spread, or whatever the infirmity was not getting better. Do not shake. Do not be moved. The word of the Lord standeth sure. I see that they can give you a negative news, but I see God erase that negative news in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, don't shift your focus. Don't deviate from the word of the Lord. Be entrunogustosi indalabi entrunanagaza. And I place in the affairs of men that override every verdict of the hospital, every verdict of life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So this morning, from the scripture, you are seeing what vandalism means. And what does it mean on a national level? 1 Samuel chapter number 30. David went to go and fight and returned back unto Ziklag, and the vandalizer, the satanic demonic entities, they came against his nation. 1 Samuel chapter number 30. In the moment of joyful achievements that they were meant to come home and celebrate, the victory that they won, when they came into Ziklag, beloved, only for them to return and to find that the vandalist, the Amalekites, a nation has risen against them. They are intruders. They were invaders. Because the word of the Lord says that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. They came and attacked. They vandalized the land. They smote them. Whatever they saw, they smote the nation. It is a foul spirit that eats the land and struck the land. A sudden attack against the land in the moment of success. I decree and declare every enemy waiting to attack any prevailer in any which way or attack this commission, in the time when we have a breakthrough, when we move forward, when we are joining on the destiny platform, I decree and declare they become confused and attack themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. So the vandalizers, the enemy that is called the Amalekites, they invaded the land. They intruded in a land that is not theirs. They attack a nation that has just come back from a war that they have won. Beloved, they are the enemy that attack at the point of achievement. They are the enemy that attack when there is breakthrough. Attacking in different ways. They spoiled them. They took their stuff. They plundered the land. They stole from them. The vandalizers are arm robbers, spiritual arm robbers. An arm robber is a devil that takes what belongs to people that is not theirs, and the victims can't do anything about it. any enemy, any spiritual arm robber attacking any prevailer in the nighttime or in the daytime to rob us of destiny or to steal virtue or to steal opportunity at the edge or after a success or a breakthrough, I decree and declare, they die now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You can go and read 1 Samuel chapter number 30, because there is fire on this altar and you must press it this morning. But if I don't give you the word of the Lord, you'll be wondering where did Pastor Ellie come up with this vandalism spirit, with this satanic intrusive spirit. Because when the Lord will speak and show me, so I want to know, Lord, what is it in your word? How must I address it? Beloved, they took their women captives. That were therein and stood not any. They took them, they imprisoned them. They carried them away as their own. It is an enemy, a vandalizer. We take what they like and destroy what they don't like. A few years ago, some young boys began a vandalism in the southeastern part of London, going all the way to Croydon. And they will go to Corris and PC World and carry their computer. They were behaving badly, destroying stuff, go to the furniture shop and burning them up, take what they like. So what I am talking about is that it is the spirit that takes the choice things, the choice destiny, and destroy destiny that they know is of no use to them. Or even what they can have, they know that if they take it, they will, because they can destroy it also. So I am talking about the enemy that is after choice destiny, that wants to prevent our new song. Those are the vandalism spirit. They took what they have, what they think is good. They like the women. They took them away. They led them, and why? They could not resist. They took them away. It's like leading them away into their own world, into their own prison. Every power of darkness that make up their mind to lead away any prevailers, to move any prevailer to anything that is contrary, that wants to bring us into satanic imprisonment, I decree those power of the enemy is broken in the name of Jesus. Because when you lead a person away, you led them away from their destiny. When they lead them away, they stop them from fulfilling the reason why they have been created. Therefore, I decree and I declare this morning every onslaught of darkness to remove or to displace the preparers from the place of destiny. I command it to fail in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, they took them against their own will, but yet they cannot resist. How can you take a woman whose husband went out and you take him away, take her away? If they have the strength, they will still be in Ziglag, but they could not fight. That is why the satanic intruder called the Boko Haram can invade Nigeria and take the daughters away from their school and bring them into their vandalistic environment. Beloved, when they make them, they say they will marry them away. They destroy the schools. I see it and the I see it or whatever. But I am talking about spiritual vandalism. Because these things were taking place. It's only God that can open your eyes to know that it is not meant to be permitted. And therefore, we are rising against it this morning. David did not cross his hands. Neither does he cross his leg and looking at them. David was a warrior. But yet David said, what must I do? They took the wives. They took the great. They took the small. They went away with what does not belong to them. Anyone that steals virtue, anyone that is assigned to steal or to kill life, anyone that takes the portion of the prevailers, what legitimately was ours, whether it's in opportunity, whether it is in health, whether it is in wealth, whether it is in job, whether it is our children, and the devil assigned by hell to take what is our portion and to take it away, to empty our virtues and to empty our life. I decree in the name of Jesus that they release them today in a hurry in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, what this scripture was describing, the Lord showed me pictorially. I saw the incident taking place. They emptied the land with everything and took the people away. That was a spiritual vandalization, a demonic intruder. It was physical in its day, but many lives are now walking about time, about town, down when they've already taken away, walking as empty because the land was empty. Nations today are empty. The brains of nations, intelligent people from nations, they have been migrated to other nations because economic problems that happened torn our land to become a place where other nations took advantage of us. And the princes become servants in the foreign land. Beloved, because there is an attack against the nation, but there must be an emergence of a David that says, I must go back and take back what was in the hand of the emptiers. What they've done is that they relocated them from the place where they have destiny and put them in their own place. And many of us are struggling in a strange land where you know that your destiny is tied to the place that looks like a farming land. We saw yesterday that Abraham left Canaan where he poured oil on the altar to go to a strange land in Egypt where the life of his wife became a threat. When the Pharaoh wants to sleep with Sarah, the very woman that carries the womb that will give birth to Isaac, but God rose on his behalf. This might be a one for one and not for many. beloved, big grapes, a land that is full of wine and honey. If you have walked away to a place that looks better, it is your time now to return, because there is an hidden agenda in the enemy that moves you away from the place of fulfillment of your destiny. And therefore, you are saying, it is my comeback time. Beloved, they took them away. There was nobody there to rescue. The men, the giants, men, the guys that were well equipped, they came back with David. And beloved, they were so sad. So sad, the people that has just get a successful report came back crying. Beloved, they lifted up their voice and they were weeping until they have no more power. They were distressed. When there is a vandalization of the spirit is what steal what you have acquired for life. What people have labored on, they took away their investment. They took away what they treasure, which is their family. They destroy what they have in that nation. And beloved, this spirit of vandalism will present itself as war. The spirit of vandalism will present itself as armed robbery. The spirit of vandalism, satanic intrusion, will present itself as an abduction spirit. The spirit of vandalism presents itself through infirmity. When the evil becomes unable, this spirit of vandalism presents itself as loss of opportunities. This foul spirit presents itself as unrewarded effort. They were meant to return and be rewarded for the success that they have achieved, from the battle that they have gone to fight. It's an unrewarded labor. This spirit of vandalism, it is a threat to life. This foul spirit of vandalism is a threat to destiny realization. Because when the life is threatened, destiny is also threatened. This foul spirit of vandalism, it is what makes the bold to become the weak, the timid, the strong, becoming the weak, the courageous, becoming the discouraged, the favored, becoming disfavored. And you are saying, what does Pastor Ellen mean? Go to the book of Joshua chapter number 7. God promised Joshua success. But the invader, through his own cousin, Achan, who liked what he saw and took what he saw, opened the entire city to vandalization by burying the accosting on the ground upon which they walk. Beloved, and 36 people died in one day, and turned the bold man, the Joshua, to become a crying man. And Joshua begins to say, what is it? And God said, There is rebellion in the land. There is sin. Somebody in your family has created room for the enemy to vandalize this community of people and to kill people because they provoke the wrath of God. I want you to know that is what Exodus 22:18. The word of the Lord said, the witch is not permitted to live. That is a foul spirit that we saw in Jezebel until we kill these entities, these powers of darkness that is operating as intruders, as invaders, as attackers, as vandalizers. Until you get rid of them, you don't have access to get the stuff that they are taking from you. You don't cross your leg. You don't just watch. El Sera Sera. Whatever we happen, we happen. No, it is not meant to happen. It is time now to rise against it. Therefore, I want you to rise up in your spirit. The reason why David went and said, God, everything is gone. I am the king. Even the king was crying. They were laughing. The people were planning on stoning him. Those who have suffered a loss. And beloved, David went to the Lord. What must I do? Because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man of his son and of his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, what must I do? And the Lord said, pursue. They want to ridicule his leadership. They want to disgrace a David. They want a David to lose his voice. David was already sad, but he said, I will not stay sad. What must I do? He came to the Lord. And the Lord said, you have to pursue, because his destiny, his position, his assignment, every one of these things was at risk. The enemy that you pursue without instruction is the enemy you cannot fight to win. He could fight naturally, but God said, he said, what must I do? I don't want to undo this in the flesh. Instead of wasting your time following after the enemy with reason and argument, it is time to take your spiritual position. God said, pursue. You will surely overtake. And there is a recovery of all for us, not some. You shall recover all. And God did as he had spoken. God confused the enemy. And beloved, and they help one another. They destroy one another. And David came back with his spoil because the Lord had said so. God rose on behalf of a man that he commanded to fight. And I want you to know that 1 Timothy 1:18, the word of the Lord said, with the prophecy that you have received, you must fight a good warfare. So there is a battle to fight and there is a victory to win. Anything that is standing in the way, any vandalization of the enemy that wants to take your glorious destiny, stand in the way of you fulfilling the word of the Lord. It is the enemy to pursue, because Matthew 12:11, the word of the Lord said that the violent has to take it by force. These are the spiritual warfare that God commanded. from the portion that does not belong to them. David was brought into the camp in verse 16, and there was spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they are taking. Their music must stop this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that sits on your portion, be it a man or a woman, any personality that vandalizes and empty life and destiny, any personality that is celebrating on that which belongs to you, that which belongs to me, that which belongs to Rafa, today their music ends in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is tall or beyond the quasosie, beleke kutuza arte. That is why when they vandalize offices, they are making money at the expense of the investors. They were making money, beloved, at the expense of the hard work of somebody. Beloved David, he went after them and caught them celebrating and feasting. Today I decree and declare, over this weekend, as we pursue the weekend, I declare that their music stops, their week feasting comes to an end, and the prevailers are taking everything that they are stolen, everything that they have deprived us of. In the mighty name of Jesus, David spoke them from twilight, even unto evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon the camels and fled. I decree and declare no way of escape for the wicked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, what must happen after this pursuit is that you recover all that the intruders, the invaders, the vandalizers have carried away. David recovered all, not some. So your recovery from the illness is everything. You are recovering everything. Every damaged cells, you are recovering. Every affected limbs, you are recovering. Everything that was stolen, you are recovering. Everything that has been affected, you are recovering. Everything that has been denied you, it is time for total recovery. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, he recovered all that they have carried away, and he rescued his two wives. I want you to know that if David has not rescued the lamb from the lion and the bear, he will have no fortitude, no strength of character to pursue after God and say, God, what must I do? And get God, who said, pursue, you will overtake and you will recover all. There is a spiritual strength that makes a man to be fighting 36 hours. There is a spiritual grace that is available to him. There is a spiritual backing that was available to him. Beloved, until he wasted the vandalizers and made their own blood to be sucked by the earth, and he got back everything that they have taken from his star, and that which they have stolen from other people who cannot collect theirs. This is that weekend that you are not ready to go and be doing shopping, and you are saying you're on the prayer line. It's not the weekend where you say you're on the prayer line and you are in the gym. It's not the weekend where you must give yourself to this time in the presence of the Lord. Because what you see here is an assault against destiny. Therefore, I want you to lift up your voice and say to the Father, my Father, this morning, as I press it into God to a pursuit of destiny in this weekend, let every spirit of satanic vandalizers, Lord, and satanic intruders, every Jezebel of the spirit, every eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, are signed against me after my breakthrough, at the edge of my breakthrough. Locate them today Jesus. Bring them in subjection to the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of the Lamb of God avail and prevail for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me. Usopi amfru nananga squate. Nella bukuzozo. Enso te englika kwazo. Enso prunda kagu gulobru zaate. Enso pri andege kustozo. Endege kukuzozie. Ishtambale graziato. Ishtu labri andogo kustozie. Enze libru zozie. Endege kukuzozo. Endege kustozo. Endege kukustozie. Endogo gulobru zozie. Endaga kukuzozia, illa brandege kwasasie, enda la bossa, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I want you to lift up your hands and you say, my Father, cover me, my household, the prevailers and all the potentials, by the blood of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus, the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Answer in my favor against every spirit of vandalism. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus answer in my favor against every foul spirit of vandalism today. Oh God, my Father, let the covenant in the blood of Jesus answer in my favor against every spirit of vandalism. Isto ilabogru zaade, iston dege kukustosia, ilabriandoste ege kwasa. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus answer in my favor against every spirit of intrusion, against every spirit of vandalism, against every spirit of witchcraft, against every spirit of emptiness of destiny, every false spirit. Assigned to displace me, assigned to replace me, assigned to take my place, assigned to steal my portion, assigned to harass me, assigned to waste my life, assigned to waste my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, power in the blood of the Lamb of God is to utter all three hours. Avail for me, prevail for me against every magician. Against every power of the enemy that is assigned to attack my destiny, to attack my head, to attack my marriage, to attack my ministry. Power in the blood of Jesus, avail for me, prevail for me. Power in the blood of Jesus, avail for me, prevail for me. Power in the blood of Jesus, avail for me, prevail for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus, avail for me, prevail for me, avail for me, prevail for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, power in the precious blood of the Lamb of God, avail, avail for me, prevail for me, avail for me, prevail for me. Power of the new covenant. In the blood of Jesus, avail for the prevailers, avail for us in every nation of the earth, against every assault of darkness, against every attackers of darkness, against the fiery death of the enemy, against the opposition to our rising, in the mighty name of Jesus, against the power warring against our destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isu andogo kustosia, istondeleke kwazosia, indoge librusosia, illabakosotia. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, lift up your voice. Beloved, because this demonic assault gets carried out when you are not there, when you are sleeping, when you are not aware of the wickedness of the wicked. One wakes up in the morning full of enjoyed in the daytime. Therefore, you are saved. Every spiritual vandalizes aside against my life, my children, my destiny, my career, my marriage. The blood of Jesus is against you. Destroy yourself. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Destroy yourself. Destroy yourself. Destroy yourself. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In love, in the mighty name of Jesus. I wanted to say that every vandalizer, every intruder of that came against me in the nighttime, begin to destroy yourself now. Let every form of vandalism arrangement, intrusion, arrangement of hell against my destiny, against my life, against my marriage, against my ministry, against the work of my hands, backfire on your side. Backfire on your side, 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 in love, backfire, backfire on your side, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, backfire on your side. Backfire on your side. Backfire on your side. Backfire on your side. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Zopi and Lobrika Gazo. In Stondege Kukusozia. Backfire on your side. Backfire on your side. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. O soponengla kakwazosie, in la becruzosie, endege custososie, endege kwazosia, in la boboli cruzosia, in the mighty name of Jesus, you have sent every insistent enemy, every insistent vandalizer, every insistent even Jezebel spirit, every insistent even spirit of error, every insistent power of darkness, every insistent intrusion of darkness against my health, against my wealth, against my ministry, against my marriage, against my life, against my God-given opportunity. Who wants me to suffer for life? What are you waiting for? The earth is open. Enter into it. Enter into it. Enter into it. Enter into it in the mighty name of Jesus. Is Sopi and Grunagazo. Is to Lebri Ango Cucustoso. Is to Poli Cruzazia. In Glecucutoso. Is to Plengresi Ica Quaso. Is to Poli Cruzazia. In Dolo Cruzazia. Es Sopione. El Lega Cucuso. Es Soprondega Custoso. In La Baba Custosia. In Lebrendega Quaso, in Dogogo Custoso, in Sopiondega Cucuzosia, in La Bengresi Ica Quashite, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we're going to end on this because the empty has emptied. You have to take back your portion, everything that belongs to you. Whether it is your opportunity, your life, your destiny, your ministry, your marriage. Beloved, you are saying, I locate by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the sword of the Spirit, I locate every platform of oppression, of those who are vandalized by destiny, vandalized by opportunity, vandalized my career, those who have vandalized my health, I locate your stronghold by the power in the blood of Jesus. I command a recovery. I take back my portion. I command you to die. I take back my portion. Beloved, until David finished them, he could not have a full recovery. Therefore, you are saying, I take back my portion at the expense of the vandalizers. I take back my heritage. I take back my glorious destiny at the expense of the wicked. I take back my new job at the expense of the wicked. I take back my business opportunity at the expense of the wicked. I take back the prevalence that I've been called by God to be connected to this commission at the expense of the wicked. I take back my portion. I take back my heritage at the expense of the wicked. Is to anthron negla custosia, is to plenge custosia, is to prusosia, is to labacosote. You have said my portion in the strong room of the wicked. Return back to me. Return back to me. Be recovered back to me. Let my virtue be restored. Let my wealth and my health be restored. Let my marriage be restored. Let my ministry be restored. Let my career be restored. Let my finances be restored. I recover back my portion. Let my family be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is upon the gekulabrosi ate. In glacustososie. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. He that asketh, receive it. Verse 8. He that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto him, and he that seek, find it. You have asked, and if you believe that you have received this morning, can we begin to give God praise in the name of Jesus? In Dalobosi Ita. Father, we give you thanks for answering. Thank you for your word that you have given unto us. Thank you for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for what you have done. Lord, as you start us off, as we come back tonight, as we start the 24 hours of prayer in your presence, thank you for opening your hands in a direction, Lord, and for meeting every need. Thank you, my Father, for coming to us by your word. Lord, thank you for the spirit of prayer and supplication. Thank you for the grace to press it into God and in pursuit of our destiny and in warring against every power of the enemy that wants to stop us, that the enemy that wants our suffering to increase or to suffer for life. Lord, thank you for destroying their stronghold and for destroying their plan and for bringing their plan and their arrangement to nothing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover the prevailers this morning with the blood of Jesus, and I decree and declare that the blood of Jesus begins to avail and prevail for us. Wherever we go, I decree that only good shall be our testimony according to the divine order of God's word in the name of Jesus. Therefore, any illegal demonic assault in the sleep of anybody, any dream that has sponsored fear and that has sponsored assault, that has sponsored intrusion or invasion of darkness, this morning I nullify the impact of such in the life of all the prevailers by the blood of the Lamb of God. And I decree, who has said, when God has not spoken, that it shall come to pass. It is the counsel of God that shall stand. Therefore, because the Lamb of God has been slain before the foundation of the earth to redeem us, I decree and declare that the prevailers are redeemed
from every assault of darkness against our health, against our wealth, against marriages and ministry, against career and businesses, against parents and children, against husband and wife. I decree and declare that the blood of redemption avail and prevail for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, therefore, that which the Lord has given unto us, no man can take them away from our hands. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. Therefore, I speak into the life of Abiodun Onodero. I speak into the life of Pastor Yemi Oladele. I speak this morning into the life of Aki Sheyi, Aturu Sheyi, and Shende. I speak into your life, Tivana Caroline. I speak into your life, even Sister Elo. I speak unto your life this morning, even Adefemi and Jayolua. I speak into your life this morning, David, and I decree and declare that your healing is permanent. It is progressive. There is no regression for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every insisting enemy that wants to stand in your way, they are swallowed up after the order of Dathan, Abiram, and all their companions, the companies of the wicked, in the name of Jesus. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, I decree and declare, live and not die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. Therefore, your miracle that God has performed, it is forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine speed. I release divine grace. I command a quickening by the Spirit of the Lord into your life now, in the name of Jesus. Go forth even into your day and walk with wellness and wholeness, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, anyone that has a case in the court, the decisions are made today in your favor. Any immigration issue, I decree that mercy will establish you even in this land and in your land where you dwell, in the name of Jesus. I declare no good thing shall be withholden from the upright. Today we are moving forward. The rod of God is going to come upon the wicked, but the lines of God has fallen unto us in pleasant places. We have a good heritage in God. Therefore, we are going this morning to pursue after destiny and to walk in our glorious destiny and to see that which Christ has secured for us begin to answer for us in every way and in every place, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, anyone that will not favor us today shall be taken out of the way. But wherever we turn, as soon as they hear our voice, they will begin to submit themselves unto us. We will call on one and many will answer. I decree, because we have received the help of God, man will rise up to our help. For everyone that is looking for a job, I decree good news for the righteous today. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I cover us with the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for the touch, heaven, that is starting this night. Lord, our dependency is on you. Everything that you want to do, Lord, thank you for granting capacity in the Spirit to be able to take revelation of your word, even in a place of prayer, Lord, and to be able to pray through according to your direction and instruction. Lord, thank you for performing every one of your word that has gone forth out of your mouth without fail. In Jesus' name, now unto you, my Father and my God, my King, my Maker, the Holy One of Israel, the one that honored me and gave me the privileged position, Pastor Duran, all the leaders of this commission, to serve you and to serve your purpose, unto you that perform your word unto your servant and your execute your word that you have spoken through me and the leaders in this commission who are your messenger, unto you, O God, that perform to perfection your word in an exceeding and great measure that surpass our imagination and our expectation. Unto you we return the glory, unto you we return the honor, unto you we return the praise, In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.